Donegal and Kerry were the winners yesterday. Kerry, big win for them against Mayo. They made a big statement yesterday afternoon, did they, Martin?
Yeah, definitely. I was figuring out just even before the game, a lot of people were saying Mayo was going to win that match. I couldn't see where people were coming with that. You know, to me, Kerry, you have to look at the Kerry performances, particularly against Dublin when they played them down in Kerry, and its own performance in Kerry in the league. They were very impressive in these, and I think he kept a lot in reserve. He didn't want to show his hand after that, and I thought yesterday we saw the real Kerry. I think Aussie and very, very impressive, and hopefully that's their big game, that they've played their big game, and hopefully next weekend that they'll not be as good.
How can Donegal go about troubling Kerry then in Croke Park?
Well, Kerry are difficult enough to trouble at the best of times, but I think, you know, Donegal have got definitely more pace than Mayo have, which is a big thing in the modern game, because Kerry are very, very pacey. And midfield will be a very important area. And, you know, that's where games, you know, will be, I think, be won and lost. And I just think that midfield is going to be a very, very important area.
Aidan O'Shea didn't get his way in midfield yesterday with Kerry, Martin.
No, but, you know, it's a wee bit different, though, Oisin playing in Croke Park than maybe in a tighter pitch or whatever, a tighter area maybe than down in Kerry, you know. And this last while, David Moran has maybe struggled a bit in Croke Park, so Donegal will have to, you know, use their pace to get at it. But definitely David Moran was a winner in the midfield battle yesterday, no doubt about that. He had a big performance. And then if they won midfield, with Clifford and Geaney particularly going very, very well in the full forward line, you know, the most big question being asked all week is who's Donegal going to put on David Clifford to mark him, because he probably is at the minute the top and sharpest forward in the country, and the big advantage he has that he's very physically very strong too as well.
Who would you put on David Clifford, Martin?
That's a very, very good question. It's just you probably put one man on him and you're going to try to put somebody in front of him. We talked about yesterday about having a sweeper. I think you're definitely going to need a sweeper against Kerry to try to stop the supply going through him, because when he does get the ball in his hands, as we've seen, you know, seen in the matches in the league and we've seen yesterday, you know, he's very, very hard to dispossess of the ball, no more so than our own players, like particularly, we'll say, Michael Murphy and Paddy Verdi, who are physically very big and strong and good ball players as well. But he is very hard to stop when he gets the ball in his hands. So, look at maybe Steve McMenamin has done marking jobs, you know, this year for he's a physical power. Maybe they go with Neil McGee on him and hopefully Paddy McGrath, you know, hopefully that he will be fit to go, you know, the extra week, that will make a difference, and that he'll be fit to go next week. But I think it's a supply you have to try to stop to the likes of him, because he is an exceptional talent.
Just on Donegal's performance, there was positive stuff there, but there was also a few negative parts of the game as well. And they will say, and they've said it already, that there's things to work on ahead of this Kerry game. But if Donegal can get clicking, it could make for a very interesting game, Martin.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, you still feel, you know, Donegal's performance at times yesterday was very, very good. At other times, you know, as you said, you wouldn't be happy with the performance. Particularly, you know, we could have conceded three, maybe four goals yesterday at a stage, you know, taking the goals disallowed and all, and then the penalty that they got. And, you know, even for the penalty, we were allowed to run through our defence. We have to stop that against Kerry, because you're coming up against one of the best forward lines in the country, maybe outside Dublin and Kerry. So, you know, we're going to have to tighten down and not give away as much in defence. You know, we are very good going forward, Donegal, but we have to get the defensive thing right, you know, and that'll be a big one. The other thing will be very big, you know, and Sean Patton's been better in his kickouts, and I know Kerry will definitely work. They always target the goalkeepers. They always were a team that targeted Cluxon and goals. They will target his kickouts. So, you know, Mayo's kickouts were terrible against Kerry. So, you know, important that Donegal give that option out the field for the kickout. So, yeah, the possession of the ball is going to be very, very important, our possession. And I think we have to tighten up our defence. And, you know, our attack was good. And the good thing yesterday, Oisin, was that the players coming off the bench made a big difference for Donegal as well. So you do need that squad of players.